This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Welcome to the festive edition of Access All Areas, because we're not here next week, are we, Lizzie?
We aren't, because I'm away in a very hot climate.
Yeah.
And where may you be?
I will be here, but, you know,
not with
without my radio wife. So
we're going to be
this
split
is our,
up.
This is our Christmas
special.
Show. This is our Christmas special. We've got, so once again,
oh my God,
a million and a half guests.
Bumper packed.
And we've got some stuff I want to talk about as well.
Oh, please, not my outfit from the other night. My giraffe jumpsuit.
You looked gorgeous, Lizzie.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just the comment is on the Mail Online that thought differently, you know.
Listen. My mum said it's better, you know, to be looked over than underlooked. So
I don't know what that means. But
I don't know. But you gotta just go with
I'm going
it.
With it.
I'm going about, with it. Right?
Apparently so.
Okay.
And you're definitely achieving that.
Thank you. Now, nothing wrong with my giraffe.
No, I liked it. I liked
jumpsuit.
Who's coming on the show today?
Okay, it's bumper packed. I've got all my friends are coming in.
I know.
It's a party.
I hope they bring some wine with them.
Well, I've actually just seen the owner of the station. And I've sent him to the local to get a couple of bottles.
Fabulous.
We have the one and only, my very dear friend, Jo Woods, coming in.
Yes, love a bit of Jo Woods.
And she's actually got her new organic creams, all new range.
Oh, lovely.
We're going to hear about it here first. And loads of gossip.
Okay, good. Can't wait to see her.
Mick Jagger's had a baby.
He's a dad at 74.
Wow, still got it in him. Loads of gossip. We've got Larissa Eddy, my dear friend.
Yeah.
Pascal Cramer, who's in a movie, a new movie.
Is she?
Yeah.
Didn't know this. Pascal Cramer. We've also got Sunetra Sarkar.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say. Who people may remember from Strictly just a few years ago. Do you remember? She was with Brendan Cole.
She's
also a very good actress. And we also have X Factor star Keira Weathers from last year.
And yeah. I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah, she is, and she's gorgeous as well.
I want to know what it's really like being on that show.
Oh, blooming hell! I mean, I can only imagine. I've heard some gossip before. You know, I know what people say, but
oh really?
You know, I'm just saying.
Yes,
it ain't easy out there.
We're gonna hear it here first. We're gonna know everything. So, darling, it's Christmas.
It is Christmas.
It's our Christmas show. So please tweet in. We want to have tweets of
Christmas tracks
you want.
Yeah.
If you have anything you want me to do for Christmas, I'll do it because I'm in that kind of mood tonight.
I mean, to be honest, I've been seeing some people talk about unwrapping you under the tree on Twitter. I mean, you do get all kinds of offers, Lizzie.
I have a few. What should we say?
Crazy fans.
Crazy ones. Perverts. It's something to do with the word dress, I think. But I've got a variety of spice of life. I love all my followers.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I've got a few listening tonight.
Good.
Nigel Phillips sending me a little present.
Oh.
Into FUBA Radio, apparently.
Oh good. So I can't wait.
Can't wait to open that later.
Hopefully it's something we can drink. I want to talk to you about the big news this week.
Okay.
Kanye West and Donald Trump.
I know. That photograph. I
want to kill myself.
Two twats together. I have to say,
he's just had a nervous breakdown.
Well, yeah, why is he hanging out with Donald?
Nigel
Farage is jealous. He thinks he's been bombed
that's
out.
That's a blooming threesome right there, isn't it? Jeez. That is a
hell of a threesome.
Yeah,
darling.
Quite.
Hell of a threesome. But the fact is, what is he doing? His marriage is apparently breaking up.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with Donald. He's had a nervous breakdown.
I think he can't help himself. I think he can't help himself, you know.
But maybe that's a reason why she said no more. Kim said that's it. You want to be friends with Donald?
Maybe. I mean, but he's doing it anyway. So clearly doesn't give two shits about his...
Well, he does what he wants to do.
Yeah, I know. I'm sad about that, though. I feel like the world's going to pot. And we didn't even have a picture of him with his new Secretary of State. But he took a picture with bloody Kanye West.
I know,
with his new blonde hair.
The maddest thing is, he's getting his cabinet together. Mm. And he's got Mad Dog... A guy called Mad Dog and another guy that runs...
And they all work at Wall Street, which is all what they had a go at Hillary for.
You know what? This is he's got all his mates on board. That's something I'd do, though. If I was president, I want all my mates. Doesn't matter what they're like. Oh, they're good fun. They like a drink. Get them on board.
Well, if that's the way you want to run the United States
Mad
government, Lizzie.
Dog.
Well, you were not a Hillary supporter, were you?
No.
Would you prefer to have her now?
Look, I didn't want either. I'm going to be honest. I didn't want either. No,
yeah, but
because she's a liar. And I want to know what's on those emails.
Oh, for Christ's sake, we're not
those
on those emails. Right, I've had enough of those bloody emails, Lizzie. Who gives a shit anymore?
Me. I want to know what's on them.
Oh.
Obviously, something very naughty. Well, she wouldn't delete them, would you?
Oh, do you know how many emails I delete every day? How many emails do you delete?
I don't. Do you want to look on my phone? I've got about
Yeah, please.
Five.
I'll have a look.
No, you're not allowed. I'll get arrested. No.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, no, I don't want Hillary, but I'm worried about Donald.
Okay, well, the world's going to end, so let's talk about something fun.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about my outfit tonight.
No.
I'm actually dressed as a bit Santa-ish.
It's just red, Lizzie. I don't know if I'd call it Santa-ish.
I've got another outfit in the bank to change into if you
Have
want.
Have you? Okay.
Yes.
Is that more festive? Sexy
yes,
elf?
Our Christmas drinks after here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
You are staying, aren't you?
I can have a little drink,
excellent,
yeah.
Excellent, excellent. No, but it's been a very busy week in the showbiz calendar. This week's been
certainly
one of the busiest.
Certainly has. And we had some bad news about a friend of the show. I don't know if you saw Daniela Westbrook. She's going to be made homeless before Christmas.
Oh, stop it. Oh, I've got a sore throat. Sorry, no.
Apparently so. She's lost her car and her house.
How? You can't just lose a house and a car.
Well, no, I mean, they haven't got up and walked away. But
well, I tell you what.
Got to pay the bills, haven't you?
Oh, no.
That's the thing.
I hope you've offered a friendly
bed. I don't have any room, sorry. Do you?
Room? Yeah, well, actually, my house is... I shouldn't say that in case burglars are listening.
Yeah, let's just leave that one.
I'm not around here. I'm going to hotter climates.
Oh, no, I'm jealous.
I've got Barb's and then Whiz to Maldives.
Oh, you're living the life, aren't you?
It's a long journey, though. It's a long old plane ride.
And are you going with your pal from Strictly?
I am. I'm with my lovely Bruno Tonioli. He's coming with me this year.
You were hanging out just last week, weren't you, with Bananarama?
Oh, yes. And they're going to come in.
They bloody well better, because I freaking love Bananarama.
Kieran and Sarah are the two of the loveliest girls ever.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be the third member.
Oh, my God.
I just
God.
Thought I'd announce that.
Wow, exclusive.
It is going to happen.
You really do have a dry throat this
evening. I do, actually. Daniela Westbrook, you've made me... I feel worried for her.
Do you?
I do, actually. Is that definite?
It came out today. Who knows how definite it is?
Because last time I saw her, she had on this morning.
Plaster on her nose.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was saying life's better. She was getting...
Just the way things work, isn't it?
I tell you what, you just got to look after those pennies.
You do,
because I don't think I've had a drink of coffee.
That liar!
No, you did. You were very kind.
I am very generous.
You were very
on my
generous.
Very limited budget.
I'm right. I really want to ask you something.
Yeah, you do.
I desperately need some Christmas tracks.
You do?
And what is your all-time favourite Christmas track?
Now, apart from the rude word in it, and there is a rude word in it, it's Fairy Tale of New York.
Ooh.
What's yours? Is it the one you're in?
Well, I love Driving Home for Christmas because obviously I feature in the video. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I like a bit of Noddy Holder.
Oh, it's Christmas!
That gets me in the mood. I like Bruce Springsteen.
Da, 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 da.
Have you been good? You've been good out there.
I don't know what that one is.
What is your favourite Christmas track? We'll play it.
Well, it's Fairy Tale of New York.
I've got
to
say,
I need to see if we've got it.
Wham, Last Christmas, number one.
Do you not find it a bit like, it reminds me of going shopping as a kid and like being dragged around the shopping centre?
Because actually I was very jealous because a friend of my sister's was actually in the video and she
really?
Trips over. I'm so happy in the end because she falls over. Do you watch?
Lizzie,
yes.
That's very mean of you. Where's your Christmas spirit?
Well, I was quite...
Is it in your glass?
I was in love with Andrew Ridley. I wouldn't say that to Karen from Bananarama.
Was there something? I thought they were both gay.
They're together.
Were they?
Yeah.
I thought both of them
Andrew
were gay
Ridley?
And
well. Andrew Ridley?
Oh. What happened to him?
I don't know, but I'm going to get him in the studio.
Do you know what,
he's
Lizzie?
He's living in London.
Lizzie, I've been hearing you say that.
What, Andrew?
No, but getting people in the studio.
Well, I've got
Where's bloody Jean Bernard?
He's actually opened his heart about Cheryl.
He has. He's commented for the first time, hasn't he?
And he's actually said he wishes her well. He's very sweet. About children are a blessing.
Oh, I think good.
Things.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah.
So you don't want divorce to be a sad, horrible thing, do you?
You certainly don't.
You certainly don't. There's enough sadness in the world already.
Exactly. I wish you'd told that to me 4 years ago, young man. But anyway, never mind.
We need to find you a man for Christmas.
It's okay.
Someone tall, dark and handsome?
Could happen.
Yeah?
Maybe not so tall.
Ooh. There they are, beeping on the outside. Someone's waiting
already.
For you now.
I've got my hands full at Christmas, let's just say that.
Oh,
okay.
Full of stuffing balls.
Ooh. Well, I'm not going to reveal all, am I, here?
Why not?
Wow.
You don't even reveal all to me off the air either, Lizzie, so I never know. You leave me hanging.
Well, I'm sorry, darling. You know what these pesky press are like? Got to keep some things quiet.
Fair enough, I do understand.
Do you understand that? I'm sorry.
I do.
But I will
it's fair
reveal
enough.
All soon.
Okay, yeah, I bet.
I will.
Believe it when I bloody well see it.
You will see
I'll
it
tell
as
you
well.
Now.
You choke on your cornflakes when you do. darling, what are we going to play? We've got to have Christmas spirit, I feel.
Well, lucky for you then, because we're going to have some festive spirit right now with your favourite Christmas song.
Yo!
Not Noddy Holder.
Driving Home. Yeah.
Faces just the same.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I'm in a bit of a crossroads with this one because neighbours upstairs, very, very loud sex, and I've also got a few other notes that I've found online from people that have gone through similar situations.
Okay.
Here's one that I found from someone who was in flats and their neighbours were having really, really loud sex, so they sent them a note drawing a dinosaur, and the note said, safe sex Trex says...
The man said safe sex Trex.
Focus, Michael Payne! Focus! Focus on the job it is!
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Jump into your bed, quickly cover up your head. Don't you
Feeling festive now, Lizzie?
I am feeling so festive.
I mean, I tell you what, that has got me...
In the mood?
In the mood for dancing.
I'm in the mood. No, not in the mood to play the Nolans.
But luckily, it's also got me in the mood to speak to our first guest. So, Netra, are you on the phone?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hello, my darling girl.
Hi, that's really got me in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm so pleased.
We're trying to really bring it out the bag today.
Oh, that's good. Because you know what? I was just thinking the other day, I don't think I own a Christmas album.
Oh, really?
I think it's time I need to make a playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
oh, you've got to get a Christmas album. Is there a hint for a Prezi? Should we send you one from Fuba?
it has to be a bit of an eclectic one, though. It can't just be the same old ones you hear in the shops every
The
day.
Same ones you hear in the shopping mall, you know what I mean? I'm bored of those ones. Need some new ones.
No.
So how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing okay. It's been a busy year.
Yeah.
An unusual year for me, considering I left Casualty in February and then sort of went back into the big wide world of general acting. And
yeah, that's a big move, isn't it?
It's tough, isn't it, to move?
You know what? It took me years to make the decision, to be honest. I ummed and ahed for a long time, and they were always so lovely about asking to stay. And the door's still open, which is so generous of them, but I needed to sort of jump after 8 years. You just feel the fear, because you think, I don't think I can be anyone else.
Of course.
Take the risk.
You are such a popular character, though, and you're so well loved in it. It must be really hard. I mean, I was speaking to someone who's in EastEnders, and they just said it's so hard because once you get to know everyone, you know the crew. It's like a family.
It's funny you should say that, because it was a Casualty Christmas party yesterday, and everyone was texting me going, "Why aren't you here? Where are you?" And I thought,
"Well, I don't work there anymore."
Yeah. I don't do it anymore. And I saw all the photographs, and I was like, "Oh, there's all my mates." And of course, it's like family. But you know what's really good about our industry is that everybody moves around. So the great thing about Casualty was like all my friends that I'd worked with before I was in Casualty passed through the door, so I got to see all of them over the years at different points.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be jobbing around, so hopefully I'll do the same and bump into different directors and crew and
of course.
It's actually happened already. Most jobs I've gone to, there's been at least two or three people that I've gone, "Oh, you're here!" So, we're all around jumping into each other's jobs.
Yeah, of course.
And I saw you recently, my darling, at Susan George's lovely event at the Dorchester.
Oh, yes!
And you've read so beautifully, I have to say.
Oh, Lizzie, that's so kind of you. Yeah. You know what? It was such a special night, because Simon Corbendale, who played Harry Harper in Casualty, he handed over the sort of Casualty mantle to me as I joined, because that was what my job was to go in and take over from Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was such an amazing guy. And then, unfortunately, he passed away. And we all took it really hard, because he was like the daddy. He was like our head boy.
Oh, yeah.
And so when Susan got in touch to say she wanted to do something special for him and fundraise, and we had to read love letters out aloud.
It was very emotional night. This is Susan George, the great actress, George.
Yeah.
But it was quite an emotional night, wasn't it?
It was really emotional. It felt quite personal. It didn't feel like it was, you know, it was for people who clearly knew and loved Susan and Simon, and I think it was I felt really honoured to be able to stand up and read. There were so many big names in the room, and I was thinking,
it
was like a performance.
Did wonderfully. I just have to say, because when you read, I kind of went,
I know.
Did you have a feeling, Lizzie?
I had a little feeling, a tear in the eye.
I read a letter from Richard Burton to Elizabeth.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Great Hollywood love stories. Do you know what?
And what a letter, huh? It was very funny. It was witty, though it got your heart at the same time.
Yeah, you knew that there was love there. Yeah, so that was a fun thing.
Yes, I know, darling.
And you've also been involved in Specs Appeal this year, is that right?
Oh, yes, now the Sightseeing Specs Appeal. I'm a huge ambassador and big fan of the charity Sightseeing. I was really talking to somebody recently about how many charities are out there and how good the stuff is that everyone's doing for them. But there are so many unsung heroes within the charity world. And Sightseeing is one that's really special to me, because when they first approached me, I didn't really know who they were, what they were about.
Mm-hmm.
And I realised really soon that what they were doing was giving people who were needlessly blind their sight back.
Wow.
And to think that you could just give somebody their sight back who's never, ever seen anything before was like, I found that quite sort of...
Yeah. It's incredible,
life-changing.
It's incredible, yeah.
Yeah, for £15, you can just let somebody see their children they've never seen before because they've been suffering needlessly with, like, river blindness or different types of blindness that can be cured, but they just didn't have the funds to look into it. So, and obviously, my name, Sinetra, means good eyes. And
does it?
There's a connection.
Definitely is a little connection, isn't there?
That's really interesting. I was talking with my youngest son, and he was saying, "Mum, you know, he just said God to be blind." There was an, you know, when you're just thinking, if you didn't have your sight, and you just couldn't imagine just not being able to see. You just
and imagine giving somebody for Christmas their eyesight back. I mean, it sounds like magic, doesn't it?
It's a miracle. Yeah, exactly.
So can people donate? Can people donate to this?
Yes, hopefully. I mean, I'm constantly trying to tell people about it and hope that people donate. And I went out there myself to India to see how it works. And there was a woman. And these people are just so happy and grateful. They live in such hard circumstances. And they're really, really, they have such a sense of normality that we don't understand. And she was sitting there. She couldn't see, and she'd never seen anything in her life. And, you know, 15 days later... And £15 later, she had a cataract operation.
So cheap. That's just insane. Yeah.
I just think that, I mean, imagine those that go on without a sight, and that's all what it really costs.
Yeah, all it took, yeah.
So there you go. That's why I'm a big fan of trying to push the message out and just let people know it exists and know that this is out there. So yeah,
everyone should go and check it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go and check it out. And Diane, tell us, what does the future hold? What are you up to at the minute?
I've been busy. So I've been doing a bit of everything. I'm doing, well, obviously, my Who Do You Think You Are is coming out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, you see, that's my favourite show.
Yeah, Cheryl's tonight.
Oh, Cheryl's tonight. Yeah. Cheryl's tonight. I love Danny Dyer's. That was interesting.
Danny Dyer. I
couldn't know
believe
him
that.
So well. I was like, what the hell?
I can't believe it, because Danny's the first one and I'm the last one. And I'm thinking, thank God I didn't have to follow him, because.
Yeah, that was a hard act. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And were you surprised? What was that like? Because it must have been real.
Mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing, because I really didn't know what they were going to... They sent me down a route that I was so not being prepared for. And I think I'm just terribly British when it came to being overwhelmed. I think I went quite quiet instead of going, oh, my God, you know, the Americans would be like, I can't believe this. I was just sort of like, really? Are you sure?
Oh,
wow.
So that'll be on in January.
Great reveal. Yes. I'm the last one in this series. So if you watch the series, you'll find me at the
end. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll be tuning into that. Well,
I can't wait.
Yeah, and then so I've been doing bits and pieces of the Who's Thinking. Then I did a bit of Broadchurch, which is out next year.
Oh,
Death
yes.
in Paradise, which was a great job, because I got to go to the Caribbean for a Death in Paradise stint. And then I did this great series called Safe House, which is about a serial killer and all the terrible things that go on, and I'm the detective chief inspector.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, you'll be. It's dark. It's dark, isn't it?
I like it. Whoa! I can't wait. I can't wait, darling. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you always, darling, and always lovely to see you out. You're such a little breath of fresh air. I always smile when I see you. You're so gorgeous.
On, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, and have a nice Christmas.
Bye. Happy Christmas.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, what a lovely lady.
Lovely lady. She was very good on Strictly as well, I have to say. We're running out of time, but she was excellent on Strictly, I have to say.
Wow, there you go. See, but she had to dance with Brendan Cooley.
Well,
he's getting his knickers in a twist, isn't he? He's always
got an opinion, isn't he?
He's got an opinion. Don't like the judges, don't like this, don't like that. Well, sorry, Brendan, you're not a judge.
Well, he's not, but maybe he will become one. Who knows?
And I may be a rocket scientist, but anyway.
Well,
no, he could be.
Should we play another little Christmas song?
Yeah.
Are you feeling in the mood?
I am so in the mood.
This one's for you, Dad. He's a real big fan of the Pogues.
Oh, I love the Pogues.
A little bit of the Pogues, yeah?
Love you, Dad.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, I came in late
see a better time when all our dreams come true.
How good was that?
I love.
Are you feeling it?
I've been smothered in red lipstick, young
I've
man.
I've been attacked.
I think more than attacked. It's a good look.
Is it? I feel like my Auntie Jackie has been to visit and I'm covered in her red lipstick.
Oh, bless you.
I need some makeup wipes to get it off.
Darling, keep it on. It's Christmas. Let's go with it.
Okay, I'm going with it. I'm just not getting the tube like this. That's all I'm saying.
No, you can keep your Santa hat on though. Listen, we've got
our next guest on the line.
X Factor, Kira Weathers.
Hey.
Hi. Incredibly gorgeous Kira Weathers, I have to say.
Absolutely stunning.
I want to preempt that. Yeah. How are you, darling?
I'm really, really good. Thank you guys for having me on air. How are we doing?
Really good. We're feeling very festive this evening.
Are you in the mood? Are you getting in the Christmas feeling spirit?
Do you know what? I'm actually in Chester tonight. So I've had you guys on in the car coming up to Chester. So you guys have got me in the festive spirit,
oh,
I've
I'm
got to admit.
Glad to hear it.
I love that. And darling, you did so well on The X Factor, can I just say?
Thank you so much.
You did really, really good. What was that experience like, Kira, because we all watch it at home on a Saturday night in our front rooms, but being there, it must be quite daunting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, it was kind of, I kind of lived the full journey in fear. I enjoyed it so much. I met amazing people, but it is terrifying when you think about it. It's like it's your life on the line, isn't it?
Totally. Your whole career.
I kind of forgot to enjoy it a little bit, but looking back on it now, it was amazing, yeah.
What do you feel like you got out of it though? If you kind of forgot to have any fun.
That sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? You know, I met amazing people. I learned so much about the industry. You know, I kind of went into it thinking about thinking that I knew where I was going and whatnot, and it's the complete opposite. I look back now and I think I didn't have a clue who I was. I didn't know what I wanted to really do, you know, music wise. And it taught me a lot. It taught me a whole lot. Yeah.
And you've now got a single coming out, or is it out?
Yeah, the yeah. single's out.
Yeah, so
it's out. It's called so, You Gotta Be.
Yeah, we're going to be playing it straight after
play
the interview.
It. I can't wait. I mean, it's hard to believe you're. Are you only 19, Kira?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Oh my word!
Oh, 20 my
goodness, you've done so much already.
Yeah, geez, to have a single out already—that's very impressive.
Yeah,
how did it come about? How did? Because obviously, you leave X Factor. It's not a guarantee you're going to be able to follow a career in music. You know.
Yeah. So. I kind of left the show not really having a clue. I was kind of just stuck in limbo, like, what the hell do I do now? You know, so I left the management company that they put you with.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly for me, that was because I just didn't think that they would have enough time.
Yeah.
Such a big roster.
Dealing with other people, yeah.
Yeah. So I straight away after a week, I left that management company. I then went with Infinity Brand Management.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm still with them now. They've been fantastic. I toured with The Game, I toured with Bars and Melody, I started to write, and then I did my own UK tour, which was kind of really, really surreal.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy. Then we got contacted from a guy in America called Tyler Fillmore. He's worked a lot on MTV. He's currently working with a company called CD Baby, a record company,
mm-hmm.
and they pitched us this track, and they was like, we really, really want you for this track, and I'm like, I don't know. You know, I listened to it and I was like, that's not me, it's not me. So I went in the studio, tweaked it a lot, a lot, and then we ended
up
with...
A lot.
Yeah, we ended up with this version of You've Got a Beat, you know, the old Desiree track.
Yes.
Yeah, and I kind of, the reason that I accepted it in the end, I think it was just because of how much this, like, I got attached to the song, and it was just such a feel-good song.
Yeah.
And I think it applies to my generation, you know, something new and fresh, but the more mature generation, it's going to be a really good throwback for them. So,
is that your
kind
of...
Yeah, I love it.
Is that kind of music you're into, like, what you're into, and...
You know what, I couldn't put a label on it. Literally, the genres of music that I listen to are so diverse. I really just loved the outcome of it, like the final result we had of it. But yeah, I can't say that this is going to be the type of music I'll be releasing from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll definitely go back to my soul and R&B roots.
Okay.
Were you happy you've done the X Factor? I mean, are you glad that you actually did the show?
I am, because I think if I didn't do the show, I'd probably still be working in my local labour club, and I wouldn't have this single out. I wouldn't have done half the things I've done. I wouldn't have had the opportunities. So I'm really glad. It kind of learnt me a bit more about who I am as well, and what I'm capable of.
Who are you still in touch with?
I'm still in touch with, here we go, Louisa, Lauren, Reggie and Bawley. They're like my
buddies. Oh, Reggie and Bawley.
So do you know what? They are, honest to God, they're sick. Like, literally, they're class. They are top. They're top lads. I still keep in touch with, who are we at? I still think such as the Alien Uncovered Girls, Fourth Impact.
Oh wow, you're friends with them all.
Yeah.
Any of the judges?
We keep in touch, really. I mean, not as much as we should, but because we're all so busy, we don't really have time to, you know, like, meet up and stuff. So really, it's just FaceTiming and on social media, really.
Yeah.
Because was Cheryl your judge, Kira?
I had Rita. We had Rita. Aura.
That's right. Yeah, you had Rita. Aura.
Yeah, we had Rita.
And how was she as a mentor? Was she fun?
She was brilliant. You know, she's just so real, like, so normal.
Yes.
And I'm looking at her.
You don't
all
want
time,
that in,
like,
a pop star. You don't want normal in a pop star, do you?
She's down to earth.
Yeah, she's so down to earth. I'm looking at her all the time, like, shit, you're Rita Aura. Like, you're Rita Aura. And she's just like, you're all right. I was like, couldn't get words out. Starstruck the full time.
But was she quite hands-on?
Yeah, she was really hands-on, you know. I mean, she approached it with, I would say, more of the terms of what she's done, and based on her experiences, trying to just give us the best advice and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she's more like a big sister, if I'm honest. And that sounds really cliche.
No, but that's nice.
But yeah, she was just so easygoing, you know what I mean? If there was anything that you wasn't comfortable with, she could tell instantly.
Yeah.
Lord, don't know how, but she was just like, what is the matter?
Yes, that was the matter. Without
right,
Louis, wasn't
it? Out.
Oh, yeah, no, Louis that year.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I do like Louis in it. Oh, you've watched this year's. Have you been watching?
I've caught bits and bobs, but I've got to say, considering what Louis said in that interview about Cheryl Cole, I'm not shipping Louis Walsh no more. I'm team Cheryl.
Well, yeah, I mean, he wasn't very nice, was he? I think he was...
Not at all. Uncalled for.
He basically said that... For those that don't know. that he wouldn't want her back, basically, was what he said. He wouldn't want Cheryl back.
He said, we've got Nicole now.
Yeah.
It was kind of a bit, oh. But I do...
He's really not in the right mind saying that, is he? Like, who the hell goes for a pregnant lady? Come on.
That's true.
Allegedly pregnant, has she come
Not confirmed pregnant.
But, Kira, listen, you're going from strength to strength. We're going to play your track. We're so excited about this. And I hope you come in. You've got to come in the flesh into FUBA.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when I'm next in London, I'm definitely going to have to come down.
And whereabouts are you in Cheshire?
I'm in Opera Bar and Grill.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Do you know that the housewives...
Night, really, have a live night.
The housewives of Cheshire. Do you know the housewives of Cheshire?
I do, actually. I know Tanya Bardsley.
Oh, Tanya, class. Yes. I know Tanya.
Yeah.
Good girls. No, you've got a lovely voice, but I wish you all the luck. You're such a beautiful girl inside and out.
Yeah,
Kira.
Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you so much, babe.
Well
Thanks
done.
For having me.
And
well
have a nice
done.
Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you guys.
Happy
Thank
Christmas.
You.
And here's You Gotta Be by Kira Woo-hoo! Weathers.
Hey.
Let's go.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. In your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view. My, oh my. Hey, hey. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. It goes on without you, leaving you behind if you can't stand the pace. The world keeps on spinning, can't stop it if you try to. The best part is danger staring you in the face. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool.
Radio presents Joey
Page. Croissant.
Quite hard to say without sounding like a bellend, wouldn't you say?
How did I fare just then?
Medium to fair.
Croissant.
Some people say croissant.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, they are. But that's, we're saying wrong. It. We're putting a little accent on croissant.
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 No, there's no E in it.
Croissant.
It's just the French. You can't look at the letters because it's a different language.
So I say, just let's all stop saying it. Just call it the French pastry.
So sorry, just because people are saying words slightly wrong, you think we should stop saying it?
Because we're all sounding like idiots.
I think you're the bellend, mate.
Every Wednesday, Joey Page, from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Enjoying that one, Lizzie?
No, it's not my cup of tea, that one.
No, Want your cup of char, babes?
No, I want Christmas drinks.
Well, let's put an end to it, shall we?
Right.
It's coming. It's coming.
I need people that can sing.
Oh.
That is why I have the young lady in the studio that's sitting right next
of
to me.
Of course, very gorgeous she is too.
The one and only Larissa Eddy.
Hello.
Is in the house.
Oh, wait.
In the house, baby.
There you go, you're on the mic now. I didn't turn your mic up.
And glamorous.
I know.
I have my Christmas hat on.
I'm very chuffed. I love
it. I'm feeling really Christmassy this year.
Yes, we're getting in the Christmas spirit.
We are totally getting in the Christmas spirit.
Really Christmassy.
Now, Larissa.
Yes.
Now, darling. Obviously, I see you at many events on the old circuit.
Yes.
But you are one of the most amazing singers ever.
Oh, thank you. You're making me blush now, guys.
No, she really is. Can you tell
if you could see, I'm going red. I'm going nearly as red as my hat.
Exactly.
Thank you. It's very kind.
Tell the listeners, how did it all start?
From a very young age, I was from quite a musical family. My mum loved music growing up, and I'm actually the eldest of five children. So
your mum was busy.
My mum was very busy. So I'm the eldest, and music was always such a big thing in our household. So I kind of got into a band with my brother at school, and my brother still plays in my band till this day.
Oh, that's nice.
And actually, all my siblings have kind of followed suit since then. So
they've learned you're like having all the fun they want to get in.
A musical family now. But so it started
Von
there.
Von Trapps.
Yeah. Yeah, the Eddie Five, maybe. So my brother's in my band, and it kind of escalated from there. And
awesome.
I managed to land a tour with Lionel Richie last year,
which
was incredible.
Doing a tour with the one and only Lionel Richie. I've got a story there for you, but I'll tell
I bet you do.
Oh, okay.
How did you find Lionel?
Absolutely incredible. Like, I'm literally still pinching myself because for me, it was a dream come true. You know, I was playing arenas. You know, I did the O2 twice, and just to do something like that, a venue that I've always dreamt of performing at, was incredible. So,
and is that your sort of music that you love? I mean, is it that?
I love soul music. I mean, obviously, who isn't a fan of Lionel Richie?
Exactly.
You know, he's such an icon and such a legend. And yeah, he was such an amazing person. He gave me so much good advice and really kind of supported my music. So yeah, I love soul. I love pop. I love a bit of country, a bit of rock. So I kind of throw everything in there.
What's your favourite Lionel song? I was going to say Lionel Blair then. I don't know.
He was in the pop video. Oh, Joe Wood just walked in. Hello, Joe!
Oh, there she is.
A very glamorous jacket.
She's looking great. I love that
very
jacket.
Very festive as well.
I want that jacket, darling.
No, come on. So what is your favourite Lionel song?
I think it's got to be, obviously, something like Hello.
Uh-huh.
Or Easy Like Sunday Morning.
I really like Endless Love.
Yes, Endless Love. Or one of the.
Soppy.
I am quite soppy.
Yeah, or Ballerina Girl, which isn't that well known.
Oh, I don't know that one. No.
Ballerina Girl. Love it.
Can you sing it for us?
It's lovely. Yeah, I love that one.
Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
And she was blind.
Oh, yeah, that video was good.
She felt his face and then went.
Yeah.
And she made the perfect clay sculpture. Incredible.
No, but that video, growing up, as a little one, I thought, oh my God.
It's just so iconic.
Richie, number one for ages, that track was, wasn't it?
And and he's just such a cool guy, you know.
How did it come about?
Actually, I was on tour with Peter Andre before I did. I did like a month.
Was that before? With or after Katie Price?
It was after Katie.
Right.
So he was with Emily, and he had his baby.
Oh, I think
Amelia.
I
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Did you?
I was there.
I did a tour with him.
Wow.
He had his big night tour.
He's a fantastic performer.
I was really impressed.
Yeah.
His fans are fucking crazy.
His fans are really loyal. They're really dedicated, and
they were going wild.
They give so much support. I was surprised, you know, going into it. I didn't think it would be kind of as full on as it was, but he was amazing. His band were incredible. He sang, he danced the whole way through. So, I mean, for me, it was great. It was the first kind of experience. And since then, I recorded something, put it online, and Lionel's people got in touch.
That's incredible, because that doesn't happen all the time. You have to be a special talent.
It doesn't happen.
For that.
Did you think when the Lionel's people called and got in touch?
Get off the phone, Dad. I know you're only joking.
My manager called me to tell me, and I was like, this is not true. I was like, no, you're joking. It just doesn't happen, you know. I've done this for quite a few years now, and stuff like that just doesn't kind of happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm glad that I've worked for it, and you know, I felt ready to do a tour like that. So
was it a UK tour?
Yes, UK and Ireland.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Did you get to see places in the UK you'd never seen before? I always wonder with things like that, because you don't get much chance to actually have any time off, do you?
Yeah, like, working. I don't think I'd ever been to Ireland before. You know, I obviously got to see some of Ireland and Dublin, and we went to Inverness. You know, I'd never...
yeah, because why would
I'd
you?
Never been to Inverness before.
Gabe, no! I bet Lionel hadn't, had he? Didn't know where he'd been. So cold.
Yeah, true.
Wearing a kilt.
Yeah, we did, you know, Glasgow, Edinburgh. So we did, yeah, all the main
nice.
Places.
Yes.
But Lionel, he's a character. Now, I'll tell you a little quick story.
Oh, I want to hear.
Go on, please do.
I was outside the Dorchester.
Mm-hmm. As you are.
As you do.
Just outside Dorchester, grabbing my car. I reversed.
Yeah.
And everyone was banging the back of my car.
Oh, no.
I only ran over Lionel's foot.
You didn't.
It was Lionel Richie.
You didn't.
And the guys out. Anyway, he said, no, I'm okay, because luckily I can still sing. My foot might hurt. I can still sing. And then he said, do you want to come with an audience with Lionel?
Oh my god!
What?
They actually invited you after that.
He said,
after you caused him a physical injury.
Well, I jumped out the car and I went, you can still sing. It's just your foot. I was trying to be.
Were there lots of cameras around at the time?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Because that would have been a good story.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I obviously said yes to my friend. And then after we said, come back backstage, we went backstage to see him. And he said, come for drinks at the Mandarin Hotel.
Wow.
Let's all with not alone.
Not just you and him.
Anyway, and as we're talking, everyone there was saying, oh, you saved my marriage when you sang Endless Love. Oh,
yes.
My God, hello. All the time. And he was saying, go to the bar, buy a drink. I'll talk to you later. Go to the bar, buy a drink. At the end of the night, the bill comes. Lionel's like, I've left my wallet in the dressing room.
No.
You had to pay for the drink.
Man, I've never gone so pale in all my life. Well, just say he did put it back the next day.
Good.
I'm sure.
You wrote down your bank details.
I was like, there you go, Lionel. I'm not going. Sure. You want your passport, Lionel? Yeah.
Shows his character as well.
He was
like,
really sweet.
He made us feel so welcome, and he, you know, kind of went out of his way to, you know, really give us support and kind of encourage us, you know, which artists don't have to do.
No,
you know,
definitely don't.
As a support act, you don't even expect that. You know, someone like Lionel, you'd be lucky to even see him or say
yeah,
hello.
Yeah,
but he was really quite hands on. Yeah, exactly. I was really careful. I was like, oh my God, when I first met him, I was worried about like what I was going to say and if I put in a pun by accident or something. I was like, please.
Because he called me and I was sitting in my local curry house and I thought, I don't care, I'm going to put it on loudspeaker.
Yes.
So I had all my friends sitting around and I said, how do I know it's you? And he just sang. Hello. And everyone was just, he went, hold on, who's listening? And there were all these people just,
you're like, nobody.
What's it like backstage at a Lionel thing? What happens?
It's a great atmosphere.
Are there lots of groupies or not?
No. There's like a meet and greet thing he'll kind of set up.
So how did you get there then, Lizzie? Oh!
Oh, no, but it's, it's really good fun. Like, so much energy and, you know, when he's in the building, everyone's kind of buzzing.
Yeah,
it's really cool. You know, he's got a real presence about him.
I saw him in Hyde Park.
Which some people don't have.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney. He's very likeable. He's
very nice. Lovely,
yeah. I saw Lionel in Hyde Park. I was very drunk, but I did have a very good time, I have to say.
Brilliant.
In the golden circle.
I'm sure.
Been in that circle. Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
So now, Louisa, what's happening for you next? Because I know you're a very busy girl.
Yes.
But what's happening on the music? Music's your love, isn't it?
Music's my passion. Yes, absolutely love it. As I said, you know, it's in the blood. It's what I was brought up with. So since the tour, I've just been writing in the studio. Most weeks, and recording some new stuff
awesome.
For you guys to hear, which is hopefully going to be released in the new year.
Yes,
do we have it?
I was just double checking. We do have it ready to play.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I think the track you've got is called In Love Alone.
It certainly is.
And it was co-written with the lovely Matt Cardle.
Oh, I love
From
Matt Cardle.
X Factor, yeah.
My ex-boyfriend has a co-worker who every year uses her whole holiday allowance to go follow Matt Cardle around the country on tour.
Oh, wow.
She goes to every single...
That's really weird.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That is really sweet.
It's very odd. So how did you get in with Matt?
I actually supported him as well a couple of years ago.
He's a lovely guy, by the way.
He is.
He's amazing.
Gorgeous.
He's such a nice person.
He's got such a good heart.
Yeah,
he really has.
I agree.
But I met him on the gig and he was doing Lovin' You. which he did a duet with Mel C.
Yeah, yeah.
And he heard me sound check and he was like, oh, do you want to sing it with me? And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, yes, please. So, yes, on the gig, we ended up doing the duet together, which was which was amazing, yeah. So
did he write this?
We co-wrote it, yeah. So we met that time and then we decided to meet up and write something.
He's one of those rare people that's actually, like, managed to make a success out of X Factor.
Yes.
But not as that, like, X Factor star. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's now known as, like, a singer-songwriter. He does his own thing.
Yeah. And obviously he was in the West End he's done... I went to see the show as well and he was just incredible.
And that's where the money's at.
You know, even as an actor, you don't see... You know, you don't think you could do that as well, but he's really talented.
And
yeah.
Just lovely, pleasant, nice guy.
Yeah, you really know? Lovely.
I just think of that thing he always did in X Factor where he was using pray hands, wasn't he? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All
Matt,
right, Matt, give it a rest.
Matt Terry also did that.
He did do that.
Yeah.
He was doing it at the final.
Oh, Matt Terry.
I was at the final, you know.
Did
I was
you?
The, I, was, were you?
Right,
I, was,
actually,
I wanted Sarah to win.
I was so hungover. I got tickets. My friend Jonathan Shellett emailed me and said, would you like to go? And I was lying in bed. I thought, I cannot even lift my head up.
Wait, hold on. Oh, that was the Saturday. You went to go see Christina on the Sunday.
I was at, yeah. No, that was on Saturday.
See,
you
I went
on the Sunday.
I was there on the Sunday. Oh. I saw Matt get crowned. I saw him
so
fall over.
So I went
over.
The Saturday.
So you
yeah,
got,
I was supposed to go on the
you
Saturday.
Got to see the duets.
Yeah, saw the duets, which were incredible.
That.
Nicole
Scherzinger's voice. I think people like forget that she's such
she
an incredible
singer.
She just stole the stage. She walked on and
she knows what she's doing.
There was
doing.
A lot of stick saying, this is Matt's time, Nicole.
But he held his own. He held his own.
Yeah,
he was not.
Yeah,
he was.
Did.
He was not to
but
be reckoned with.
She was taking
with.
No prisoners. She was like, yeah. "I'm coming on," and she's. I'm going to sing.
That sealed it. She's such a voice. Mm. And they were so, they work. You can tell they get on so well.
So hold on, Lizzie. Were you a Matt Terry or a Sarah Alto fan?
Oh, Matt Terry, all the way.
I was a real
and
Sarah
you know
fan.
I was in a musical a couple of years ago.
Ah,
you never
and
mentioned it before.
All his friends were in it, and they all text me going, "Please,
Matt Terry's
oh,
friends."
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they were hot.
Wow, that's so
you
nice.
Like a couple of them.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm seeing someone now, Lizzie. I can't be looking.
You're taken.
Not yet. Let's keep it slow.
nearly. Yeah, so, Matt Terry, and I was there, I had to do X Factor Live, and he was just adorable.
Aww.
He was so sweet. Whereas Sarah barged open the door, let it slam in my face. I said,
shouldn't have been standing there, should you?
Even say,
oh, no.
Yeah.
You're standing right next to a door, Lizzie. That's what's going to happen.
And she went, sorry. Hello. And so I went, excuse me, and she went, I'm from Iceland. I was like, yeah,
Finland.
You better get there.
Finland. Shall we play your song?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love that.
Thank you so much for coming in to the studio.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure. Absolutely.
Going to have a little festive party.
Maybe we'll send you down the shop to get another bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, dear. I'm ready to go.
No, thank you very much. And we're now going to play In Love Alone. In Love Alone.
In Love Alone by Larissa A.
Always by myself in Love Alone.
This is my track.
Surprise I give.
How good was that?
Oh,
Larissa Eddy, that is a good song.
Larissa Eddy, I love that. She's got a hell of a voice.
She certainly does.
Oh, God, can I just say, I am smelling beautiful.
You certainly are, thanks to our next guest.
The one and only, my dearest friend in the whole wide world,
gorgeous,
Jo Wood.
Yay!
Happy Christmas,
she's got
Jo.
She's got a little Prosecco. We're having
baby.
A little party.
I just smell divine.
Yeah,
do you
I know.
That, then?
I absolutely.
So, what is it you're smelling
smell
exactly,
me,
Lizzie?
Smell me.
Smell me, folks. Smell I lovely. Wish you could smell. I wish the listeners could smell me.
Smelladio.
The one and only.
No.
I am smelling.
So, Jo is in here with her new product.
Yes.
Jo Wood Organics. And let me just tell you something. This smells divine beyond. I've got a very citrusy one, which would be beautiful in the morning, very fresh.
Yeah, that's sort of uplifting, the amca, and the yusiku is more sort of spicy.
Yeah.
And
I
so
like
that's
that.
Very men or woman, that second one, yusiku.
Yeah.
Now, Jo, because you've done this all on your own. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of myself.
I am. No.
I mean, it's all a bit daunting, but lots of times I wanted to give up. I did it 10 years ago, but I had a really good girl working for me, Emily. I did have a good girl working for me, this with helping me start this up. But basically, I'd done it on my own. I redesigned it myself. Got different
bottles. It's very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
We'll be able to see this because we were filming this, but it's very cool, black, and I love the lettering. It's done so beautifully. Did you have every bit you put into this?
And then the fragrance, we've updated it from last time, so it's better, and it lasts longer on the skin, and it's all organic. And that, to me, is heaven.
Do you know what? Lasting longer on the skin is such a frigging nightmare when you're buying things. Because you don't know until you've bought it if it actually lasts on you, do you? But I can tell you that one is staying on there.
Yeah, it's
no, because it's horrible. I always have a perfume, and then by the time I've got into London from where I live, like, so I'm like, I need another squirt.
I think you
always
get used to it on your. I think you get
nothing
used
wrong with a good squirt.
Yeah, I know. We won't even go there. I think it's you get used to smelling it on yourself.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Other people can smell it. So you have to.
But this is very special, and you've put all your own hard work, everything into this, haven't you, Jo?
Yeah, and next I've got the oils coming out in 2 weeks. They would have come out at the same time, but I had problems with the bottles. So 2 weeks' time comes the oils, but it's all online now.
Okay.
Wow.
And on Instagram as well. So, and then in end of February comes the candles.
Ooh. I love a good candle.
So nice. Mm-hmm. I had so many problems with the candles because it didn't smell strong enough. They weren't, all that stuff. And so I had to keep going back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, I bet your kids are so proud of you.
Yeah, I hope so.
My
I haven't said joke. Anything, actually.
Come on, Ty. I saw it on his Instagram with that funny, it made me laugh.
But that half suit. You put your legs into an elf.
And it looks
and
like
it looks like you're sitting on the elf's shoulders.
Yeah,
it's
that.
Hysterical.
But the way he was doing it, you've got to go.
It's funny, isn't it?
Makes me think of like Benny Hill sketches.
Yeah,
he was going from side to side. I was like,
I bought two. I bought Father Christmas one as well.
Hilarious. You should have brought them today.
I should have done. I should have walked in with it on.
I love that. So, Jo, because you did do this 10 years ago, I know about it, but I mean, what made you want to start and do this again and think, right, this is the time?
I needed to do it again. People kept saying to me, Jo, when are you going to do your stuff again? When are you going to do your perfume? And when are you going to do your oil? When are you going to do your salt scrub? And then I thought, beginning of last year, I thought, do you know, I really miss having telling everybody about how important it is and what they put on their skin. I can just sort of nag people, but with a product you can actually sort of tell people how important it is, because what you put on your skin goes straight into your bloodstream, you know, quicker than
people realize that, because you know,
if you eat something, you've got the acids in your stomach, and you know, you can digest things and get rid of things. Mm-hmm. But when you put it on your skin, you just got to think of a Nicorette patch, how that goes straight into your bloodstream, or an HRT patch or whatever. So the same thing happens with what you put on your skin, like oils and creams and things that aren't organic. And they will affect you. You know, the chemicals in it will affect you.
Mm. How important is organic to you? Because I know you live your life pretty organically.
Everything is.
It is.
No, it really is.
I've been to Joe's. Everything is organic. I was like, ah!
Do you know, sometimes my kids stay at the house and I won't be there, and I come home and I open the fridge and there's something unorganic in my
Hellman's
fridge.
Hellman's mayonnaise.
What the hell is that in my fridge? And I just throw it out. Especially things like Coca-Cola and things like that.
Yeah,
I just,
you are like...
Buy organic Coca-Cola. You can do it. What's wrong with you guys, I say?
Get organic. I remember I had something in my car, something sweet, and you were like, sugar, it's the devil, get it out.
But you see, I do like sugar, but I like a good organic sugar, you know.
Yeah, the real.
Yeah, the real McCoy. Like, you know, there's a great thing called Yakin syrup, which I love in my coffee. And it's all natural, and it's better for your
blood sugar.
Yeah,
it's better for your skin, everything.
She
sugar
says,
is the
sitting
devil.
Here having a Prosecco.
Well, it is Christmas,
well,
darling.
I have to say, when I went vegan for 6 months last year, and I suffered with a bit of acne on my back. Oh. Went completely when I gave up the dairy.
Yeah, I haven't had dairy for years and years.
I mean, I'm back on it now, but but I did.
But it did go,
And I knew, and you could tell straight away. And I was always very resistant to the idea that it was anything to do with food, but it is.
It is all about food,
But you've really got to look after you. And you've really looked, because you look fantastic, Jo.
It's nothing.
You really don't. Doesn't she look good?
She looks fabulous.
No, I mean, I don't.
You've had the rock and roll years, and you look like you haven't aged.
Oh, well, thank goodness for organic products and food.
It works. It works, guys.
When did you discover it, though? Or have you always just been...
No. About 1991, when I was misdiagnosed. I think I said this. And then they put me on steroids and all that stuff.
And then
I met this great guy, and he told me...
You weren't well, though, were you, with the steroids and everything?
I was so unwell, yes. But and then I met this guy and he changed my life, really. He just, and it was all made sense to me. I thought, what the hell are we all doing? Mm. What are we doing? So that's when I changed everything. And I used to preach all the time to everybody. And backstage, I always had an organic alternative for me.
Everyone else having pizza and beer.
I was going to say, it must be hard, Joe, because you were staying in hotel rooms. You were here, there, everywhere.
Yeah.
How do you keep up the organic, healthy life when
I'll
you could just order
exactly.
room service?
No, what I did, I had designed a portable stove in a flight case. And then
Joe would do this, by the way.
And I would go, as we got into the next city, I'd whip out to them Whole Foods, especially in America, buy some food.
Oh, I do like a good Whole Foods.
And cook in the room. And put like shower caps over the sprinkler, you know.
I was going to say, because all the alarms would go off.
Because in fact, one time I was making some organic toast, and it burned and set all the alarms off and all the fire alarms in the Ritz Carlton.
Can you imagine?
Well, everyone are coming out of their rooms in their dressing gowns.
That's what you say. Oh, you're not bringing that stove again, Joe.
So I learned how to put a shower cap over the fire alarm. And that
idea.
Stopped the smoke going in, you know, so I was all right after that.
I must remember that.
A little on-the-road trick.
Next time I bring my stove into a hotel room, I'll put my shower cap.
No, people used to say, what have you got, as the porters were pushing this heavy stove into the room, so what on earth is in here? I said, oh, it's all these equipment.
You look like you're cooking drugs up or something.
Blamed it all onto him.
What have you got? That's a hell of a stove. And did everyone then come into your room and eat healthy?
No, I was selfish. I only cooked for me and Ronnie.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. And occasionally for Charlie, but that was it.
I did want to ask you a question because... you're right there, Jay.
Yeah.
No, it's
filling booze all up.
It's Christmas. We're allowed to drink.
It's gone straight to my head.
Now, someone in the Rolling Stones just had a baby, haven't they?
Mick Jagger.
Yes. Yeah. What do you make of that? There's been a lot of... He's come under a lot of... criticism, isn't he? 74, I think.
72
or 74. Yeah,
something like that. I think he's 73.
And this is his eighth
won't be
baby.
Happy adding on years to it.
72, Mick. No, 72. I think he's 73. Well done, Mick. So Ronnie has as well. It seems to be a trend.
Yeah. But I mean, is that organic
blokes,
cooking?
I tell you.
You must have something in them. I mean, I've got to say, they say it's all those hard rock and roll days. They've still got it in them for
Well, they're probably not looking after the baby, I'm just saying.
No, I think I'd... Yeah, well, Mick still got it, eh? He still did it naturally, apparently.
Wow, there you go.
Apparently.
Apparently. I don't know. I haven't seen... She's in New York. It's the ballerina. I can't remember her name. Yeah, but, you know...
Well, good luck.
He's very good father, actually. Mick is very good with his kids, I must say. He has brought all his children up fantastic. Mm. He does pay all of them attention, and he's a good dad. I always looked at him and thought, yeah, he's a really good dad.
That's really nice to hear.
That's good, because it's not a guarantee when you're in the music business that you'll even be bothered with him. If you can afford to pay someone, you know.
He's strict and he doesn't spoil them too much, and they're very respectful to him, and he likes all that, you know. He was very good like that.
And I have met them. They're all lovely kids. They're very polite.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? They're really great.
Really good. So Joe.
Yeah.
Now, Joewood Organics, where can people buy this? Are we allowed to announce? Because you've had some good news.
Yes, I had some good news. I'm having a baby.
No! That's on the front of the Santa Maria.
Joewood pregnancy shock.
Great love child.
I'm giving birth to my product.
Yeah.
I'm launching it. I'm launching in Fortnum & Mason's in March.
That is incredible.
I know, I'm so proud. Yes. I'm so happy.
How did that come about? Fortnum & Mason, they're legendary. They are.
Well, I actually met the CEO at a party a couple of weeks ago, and I said, "Hey, you and you're just the man I want to see."
He said,
"Come in and see me. Let's talk about it." So I went in and I took a few samples, which I didn't have this then. And yesterday I went back and we're planning it all for the launch in March.
That's amazing. Well done.
Well done.
And that's not a given because they will not accept something that's not good quality. You know what I mean? That's a real endorsement of what you've done.
I'm so happy. I can't wait. You all got to come.
Oh. Babes, I will be there with
everybody. Everybody on the radio's got to come. Everybody.
So
you're
going to
be having a big launch party at Fortnum's?
At Fortnum's in March,
The Queen's shop, isn't it?
It's the Queen shop, but that is...
Maybe I can send some to the Queen.
To Her Majesty.
I can have a little stamp on here by appointment.
By appointment, that'd be well good.
I got stopped at the road here. They were coming through.
The Royals?
Yes.
Were they?
Yes, Princess
Anne. Did you wait?
Yes, I did a little
Princess Anne? What's she doing in North London?
I have no idea, but they stopped the road on all the light and she was there on her phone, probably doing a tweet to FUBAR. But listen, this is amazing. Fortnum & Mason, Joewood, and we can get
it. This is for you. This is Happy Christmas.
Oh, here we go. It's posing straight away. Look at that.
I love my presents. No, I smell the best.
No, you do.
You always smell gorgeous anyway. You're going to smell even better now.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, darling. No, I have to say, this one.
You like the citrusy one?
I like the citrusy one. It's kind of... Ooh.
It's nice. It's beautiful. I'm very proud of
it. I need that after a heavy night because it will bring me back. It
will liven you up and refresh you from the outside in.
And Joe, and it's also, though, on the website.
On the website, you can buy it on joewoodorganics.com.
And what will you be doing this Christmas show, other than gifting all your friends and family these gorgeous products?
Yeah, they all got nice organic presents this year. I'm at my stepson's first Christmas day.
Lovely. Yes.
And then in the evening, I'm going to the fella's
son's
for dinner.
I love your new fella, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah, I genuinely do. He's so down to earth, so sweet.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He adores you.
He adores me. That's what's important.
Very important.
And then on the 27th, I'm going to my little house in Spain in the mountains.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
I've got to come to this.
Yeah, come on.
Can I?
Are you going to Barbados?
Well, I'm going a little bit Barbados and then Maldives.
Oh, you're going to the Maldives,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah. So I'm there for a bit. I'm travelling all around the world, here, there, everywhere. But the Maldives, yes.
So when are you going to the Maldives?
Soon after this show. I'm getting my plane.
Choo-choo, straight the train, straight to Heathrow.
You're very welcome, Jo. You know that. I've told you.
I'm coming, but I can't come at the moment, but no, I can later.
Well, you two can have a fabulous Christmas. I'm working Christmas Day, so how
are
about
you?
That?
How awful.
Sucks to be me. And then I'm getting a National Express coach. Honestly, this story gets worse. A two-hour National Express coach to Portsmouth to go see my family.
Oh,
I love my
nice.
Family dearly.
That's
but
nice.
But getting a National Express coach.
I don't want to go to Portsmouth.
No,
I don't think I've ever been on a coach to Portsmouth.
No, and I don't want to.
And neither should you ever.
My ex-husband.
It's the only way I can get there. I don't drive.
No, my ex-husband played for Portsmouth, and he said when he got signed, he said, "Lizzie, you just come and see the place. We may have to live here." I arrived. There were men with tattoos, no tops on, freezing cold.
Fabulous.
With bellies out.
And she was like, "Where are we living?"
I went, right, my sort of town. Come on. I'm not living in Portsmouth. Nothing wrong with Portsmouth. Sorry.
Look, that's where I was born, you know.
Hampshire.
But
they talk like that, don't they?
Well, I moved away for a reason, you know what I mean?
It's a bit like Southend. I love Southend, actually. I was
similar
down.
Similar vibe.
Yeah, and I just knew that I wanted to come up to London, without a doubt. I knew it when I was 15.
I was exactly
14.
The same. Anything else was like arbitrary. I would have found a way, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, me too. I mean, nobody in my family went to London, you know, and yet I just was obsessed about going to London.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to do.
And look what happened, Jo.
And I did. I was out.
And now you've got your products in bloody Fortnum and Mason, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
See, if you have a bit of ambition and
you
drive, you can do anything you'll put
but
your mind
I say,
to.
What I'm so proud, you have done this all by yourself.
I know, look at last year when I was freaking out. How am I going to do this?
Yeah,
how am
we're
I
like, right,
do this?
I think this, we're like, all right, come on.
Get a plan.
I still don't know how I'm going to do it because I still need to do all sorts of things.
Yeah, well,
But I'm on the way now.
Fortnum & Mason, my God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Wow, Jo.
Yeah.
And family must be very proud.
Yeah, I hope so.
They are.
Actually, they haven't said any... Oh, yeah, Ty said, well done, Mum. What's for dinner?
Are they all still at your gaff still?
No. They've
gone.
Leah has moved out, finally. And I was round at hers last night, and I said, sitting back in the couch, I said, do you need any help, Leah? You know, with hope. Because she never, you know, she wasn't exactly the sort of daughter that says, Mum, let me scrub the floor for you. And she went, yes, please, Mum. Oh, I said.
Oh, well, I'm busy now.
Oh. Really?
I'm quite comfy. Lots of perfume.
So I left her to clear up anyway.
Oh,
good.
Lovely.
Well, you see, you're going to have a lovely Christmas.
No, that sounds
was a
lovely.
Bit funny, wasn't it? We had a funny one. We're going to have a good one this year.
So are you here for Christmas Day?
No, darling.
Oh, you're gone that soon.
I'm gone. After Boom. This show, I'm on a jet plane.
After this show?
I'm getting packed.
Oh.
I'm out of
when
here.
When are you going? Tomorrow?
Very shortly.
Oh, my God.
I know, Jo, but listen, you're very welcome. But we'll arrange
Yeah, you see me following you. I'm here, Lizzie.
I'm going to take your products.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a picture of your products on the beach.
Yes, do that.
Yes. Get them out the bag. Lizzie, we've seen these pictures every year. Lizzie's on the beach at Christmas. What a surprise.
Oh, another bikini. Yeah.
No, never. Never. I would never do such a thing.
I mean, you can check them out on OK Online, can't you?
Yes, we will be good. Yeah. Jo, fantastic to see you. Thank
Lovely
you so much for coming
you.
In. And you're going to you please stay?
Yes, I'll stay.
We're going to have a little drink after.
Yes, let's go.
Sounds
let's
great.
Let's go Christmas drinking.
Well, now we're going to have a little Christmas song. This one is for my sister. A little bit of Wham. Little
I
bit
love
of
Wham.
Last
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, coming up right
my
now.
Heart.
My favourite.
Is that a bit of Wham?
I actually got packed Wham, into bam. That song.
You got what?
Packed in.
Packed
once.
In.
When I was little, it was on, and the guy I liked dumped me to that chat.
Oh, babe.
So
harsh
every time
times.
I hear it, it hurts me.
Oh, I'm
then he
so
asked me back
sorry.
Out, and I said no.
Good.
Yes.
Good strong woman. Speaking of
strong women.
Up now, right in the studio.
She's looking
our final guest of the evening.
She's so sexy and
very
sassy.
Very sexy. Pascal Kramer.
Hi.
First girl.
Thank you for having me.
She's in the house.
I'm glad you could come here.
Merry Christmas.
Whenever I
Merry
see
Christmas,
you,
babes.
I want that dress.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. It's very cundy. I can see it.
I love that dress.
And I yeah. want her, so maybe we'll do a swap.
Oh, a little sexy swap.
We're going to swap the dresses. Pascal, good to see you. And
thank
she's
you
not very well
again.
As well. You've,
oh,
you've no, had a bit of a poorly time.
I've actually got flu at the minute, but I'm feeling much better.
Good.
You look great.
Glass of
I
Prosecco
don't
should
it,
help.
But thanks.
This is the medicine.
Yes.
Now, Pascal.
Cheers, Stephen.
Now, Pascal, tell us, our listeners, how did it all begin? Because you are in the media quite a lot, let's say. Now, how did it all start?
I am. It's still really surreal to me. I know I probably said this 2 years ago, but it's still going, and I'm so grateful for it. So originally, I was an international gymnast. I was trained 48 hours a week.
Did you know that?
I did.
So to me, I've like had two lives now, and I've been sprung into this life, which is amazing. You get to meet so many people. There's so many like different parties because as a gymnast,
it's all work.
Yeah, there's no boys. I remember once I was about 13, and I was at Lillishaw, which is where the England squad lives
Major.
And trains. And got into a bit of makeup, and it was when we used to straighten our hairs with the iron. Oh. Not straighteners, the iron.
On an ironing board.
Yeah. That happened to mine today, you may have noticed.
Turned up with a bit of makeup on and the national coach went, "Get out." I was like, all of us though. There was 10 of us trying to makeup on. Yeah, so you can imagine that life to the life I have now.
Quite different to now.
Yeah.
What do I say now when he goes on Daily Mail online? Ah! Get out!
So people may know you from the, you know, the pictures that get taken and all that kind of thing. Like, what are you up to now?
Now, I've just got my first film.
Amazing.
Which is, like, crazy. Movies. That's like a dream that you never think is going to
actually
come
happen.
But you
yeah.
said before you want to get into acting when you were here.
Yeah,
I said you. I could see you getting into that. We met Al Pacino. Remember?
Oh my God, that was
where
amazing.
Was that?
Well, I
at
had
Gigi's, wasn't it?
It was at Gigi's in Mayfair, and I was asked to kind of host the night for some reason.
So last time I was here, I said I was going to be an actress. You? Now I'm going to say that I'm be working with him.
Those are some lofty ambitions, but doesn't mean it won't happen.
Yeah, but it's happened. Dreams come true. And
yeah, I just
happen.
Filmed the trailer, which, like,
fantastic.
Honestly, it was so surreal. It's crazy.
And have you had acting lessons or any acting experience before now?
No, not one. But I think being in the media...
You learn, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You really learn. And I've always been around cameras, so...
You felt quite comfortable.
No, not this time. I felt completely out of my comfort zone.
Wow.
Like, I actually got there and texted my dad and manager saying, I think I'm going to leave. I can't do this. Because of my gymnastics, everything that I want to do, I want to be a perfectionist at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel like I'm way out, I get really scared.
I can understand that.
Yeah, so I got there. You know, I love
what
the glamorous
was it like
life.
On the set?
Who went, take all your makeup off and put your hair up.
Okay.
That's not my worst
I've got
nightmare.
Elf ears. No one wants to see these ears.
Oh, I've got something you can do for those, but anyway, I'll tell you later. Seriously.
Yeah, I was petrified, but everyone made me feel so comfortable. And it was
you've got to take a risk, haven't you?
Yeah.
And sometimes
so
you've got to feel uncomfortable.
I know we're not going to talk too much. It's quite secret squirrel.
Okay.
But did you have to take makeup off? Is that your role, being quite a plain Jane, hair up, no makeup? Is it very different
no,
to
I
how
can
you
take,
are?
Nothing
yes.
wrong with a plain Jane. I know, you know, I'm a plain Jane myself.
Oh, you're not. You're charismatic. My mum loves
you're
you.
You're not plain Jane.
Not at all.
No. Sorry, carry on. Not about me.
So my role
Jeez,
is...
Back to you, Pascal. Sorry.
My role is I'm an Interpol.
Oh.
So I am like the top policewoman. Like international policewoman. I'm very serious. Get to the point.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to see a completely different
Did
side
Did you see the
me.
Change well, in her face when she said that?
Yeah, I mean, you could see it. Right?
Sorry.
What have we done, Lizzie? Have we got anything on us that we shouldn't do? Or?
Well, I think I may have. But I can't say. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're quite a strict sort of...
This is a far cry from Towie, isn't it?
And the other end of the world.
Towie, like, kiss goodbye. Kiss my ass.
Completely.
But do you find that frustrating? Because once you've done it or you've appeared in it, you can appear in it just for 2 seconds.
Like me?
Yeah, basically. But basically, it's true,
yeah.
right? You will be. You will always have that association. Is that a difficult thing to get out of?
Do you know what? I'm very thankful for Towie and everything that it's brought me. It's brought me this life that I'd never dreamt of. But it also... You know, Towie isn't me. It's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did have a massive talent. I still do it as a party trick. But people forget what
this.
I
Ping
was
bumbles.
Before.
Yes, exactly.
So it's really difficult to kind of try and get away from the Towie, although I'm very thankful for it.
What was your
there
role?
There is more to you.
I'm not a typical
I don't really
Towie.
Watch Towie, and I missed you in it. What was your part involved? Were you with...
I was with Mario.
Mario.
But... Like I've said
were
before...
Were you honestly with Mario, legitimately?
Yeah, I got out of a serious relationship, so we went on a date. I think he knew what he was doing. He'd been in Towie for a long time. Honestly, after the first date, it was like, we need to do this, so Lucy understands that. And I was like...
Wait, I'm still getting to know you, babes.
So I was like, yeah. And then suddenly he was like, you're the one. I was like, oh, my God, what?
It was a bit much.
So, literally, I had 10,000 followers overnight, 50,000. People wanted to know what he was wearing, what he was doing. But I have to thank him for it.
Yeah.
You know, he has given me this stepping stone and I really appreciate him for that.
Well, and it's worked.
Yeah.
Which is another
when
not guarantee.
It, I suppose you didn't realise what was in store in a way because you went into that. You were actually genuinely like the guy, but you didn't realise you were going to have all this.
No, it was kind of crazy because when I went into it, I didn't know anyone. You know, I'm not originally from...
No.
You know, I was from Essex, but I lived in America. I grew up in America, in New York. Spent a couple years here, and then I lived in Spain for 8 years. So I didn't have that Essex clique.
Yeah, the bubble.
I didn't know everyone else. I just knew Mario.
And they are very cliquey in Essex.
Yeah.
No.
Not all of them like me, Liz. They don't. I get up.
Anyway, that's another story. We'll come and tell you later.
You could be on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I could.
So
I
when I went on to it... the biggest bit for me was the Christmas special, which they told me certain people would be there. So I said, okay. Well, I turned up and no one I knew was there.
Oh.
No one really wanted to speak to me. I had to stay there for 4 days and all the girls left me on my own.
Can you name those girls? Was there anyone you can name in shame? Was it Gemma Collins?
No, wow. She wasn't actually there.
Oh.
Lucy.
Oh,
but
that's a bit like bullying, being left out at school. The mean girls do.
But you know what? I don't know if I would have done the same in the situation. You know, you've got a new girl coming in, but
would you?
They're all lovely. It's just they knew what they were doing at the time, and I didn't.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those things.
I always make people feel welcome.
But if you're on TOWIE, part of the deal is that you don't.
Yeah. Are they told there's what cliques to do? And you are have they to... said don't talk to new girl? Let's leave her out. Do you think the producers would have said that?
No, not at all. I mean, the boys were very, very
surprised.
Friendly.
The boys were.
But obviously, they're friends. They all went to school together, so it's completely different. Mm. And
it, was this like 2 years ago, wasn't it? Longer
no,
than that.
I think it's a bit more. So, yeah, I think it's about three years ago now.
Because I remember at the time I was working at a magazine and your name came up a lot.
What magazine?
Star magazine.
Oh. But it was been good to me, though.
Why
so,
was it coming up?
Well, just because of the TOWIE connection, yeah, the Mario connection, you know, like...
And, he's had a nose job, hasn't he?
Has he?
And he supports Tottenham.
Mario Falcone, he's had a nose job.
Tottenham.
No.
I don't know what Tottenham... What's Tottenham? I don't even know
Chelsea,
what that is.
I'm Chelsea, obviously. Oh. Through and through, top of the league, we're on top. Anyway, but
you,
Mario...
You like being on top.
I do, love it. But Mario, yeah, so that's past. But look where you've gone on to. So now, you've did a lot, you know, modelling, you've run the party scene quite a bit, but now the movies, acting... What I said, I think you should do, and you're doing it.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. So the new
did
movie.
Did you audition? Did you go for casting? How did it?
I didn't actually. I got called up, and I thought, oh, do I take it? But I like to challenge myself, so I said yes. And we actually went to one of his events, Sean Cronin.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's the director. He's a super villain actor.
Yes.
And Eric Roberts is in it.
Yes.
Julia Roberts. Brother
yes.
is in this new film, which I can't wait to meet.
And he is a hell of an actor.
Yeah.
Really?
And we film
he
in Paris.
Baddies. Wow.
Yeah, so I go to Paris for 2 weeks.
Gel!
I know.
Ooh!
I do like a bit of gay Paris.
Me too.
Très gay.
Yeah, but can I tell you, this is fantastic, and I'm so pleased.
You've actually seen me from the beginning
I have.
To now.
And I didn't I say it?
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did. I always said she's got something special, this one. Mm-hmm. I'm so pleased, Pascal. And in the meantime, what are you hoping to do more acting? Is this what you want to do?
Yeah, so I've just been actually...
Because have you changed agents? Do you have to now get an actor?
Yeah.
I Maybe. Need an acting agent, darling!
I've actually got two more films in the pipeline, which I can't really discuss now, but we're just signing everything.
Ooh.
So... Here I come, because don't forget, originally I wanted to be a stunt woman, so I've still got that kind of...
Yeah. Action girl.
Yeah, don't be
but
fooled.
Is there a stunt you'd like to do? Because obviously you've got the gymnastics, the physique, you could do
that.
Yeah,
it comes
naturally. There's a lot of money in that.
And I'm a daredevil, so well, I have to be going out of Mario.
Oh, Jesus, I mean, yeah, he's someone else, isn't he? Do you know what I find funny about Mario, though, is that his sister's so lovely. Giovanna.
Why are they all Giovanni? Giovanni,
Mario. Italian, isn't it?
Italian.
Yeah, that's why it's quite a simple answer.
Sorry, that was really silly.
But she's
question.
Got, she's like, you know, she's married to Tom Fletcher. She's, you know, like.
But I think he's quite a nice guy, really, isn't he, Mario?
Who, Mario? He's lovely. He's just, I think I.
Yeah. You just pressed the wrong button somewhere.
Well, doesn't, just, he can be lovely, you can be lovely. It just
as
doesn't
he
work.
Was
yeah.
A rebound.
Yeah.
But he was in
he
the public.
Hurt by Lucy. He was
oh,
hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the first love, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough, you know. We've all been there, haven't we, Lizzie?
I don't know if I have yet.
Oh.
I don't really... don't feel I've
should. You must have a boyfriend. You're gorgeous. A secret one.
She does have a secret boyfriend. She won't tell
do
anyone.
You?
No, of course she does.
I'm not telling. Listen, I'm not saying a word. How do you know? I might like girls.
I know. I can
see
it.
You don't like girls.
I may like women.
In your face.
I might like women.
Well, we
I
all like women.
I might like.
I think all women like women secretly.
There you go.
Oh,
I do. There's always
see,
a little
you don't
thing.
Know. I'm not saying a word. I might be just single, like a nun. I was brought up with nuns.
Producers,
so.
Can we get another glass of Prosecco in for Lizzie? Because I think she'll start spilling very quickly. No, come
not.
On, Adam.
No, I'm not. It's all worth it. I'm not saying a word. My lips are sealed. Seriously.
Okay.
I'm gagged.
Lucky bitch.
Literally. I really am. Yeah, so it's all good, Pascal.
Yeah,
and,
that's going
and
amazing.
I've got to say, because you've got a very strong mum, and I've met your lovely mum, and has that had a big influence on your career? Because your mum's been quite poor. I mean, it was quite publicised, but you've been through quite a bit.
Yeah, me and...
Sorry.
Yeah, me and my mum have a different relationship to...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's me and my dad, so my dad's what looks after me and everything. Yeah. It's more that I look after my mum right now, so... Oh, you caught me a bit
sorry,
off guard.
Sorry, Pascal.
No, that's okay.
But yeah, I don't think people... I think people just see, a bit like me a bit, but they see you, this glamorous figure... And there is a real soft-hearted, mm-hmm. lovely girl there.
Yeah, there's a lot behind the scenes. You know, my mum's... I don't know if she's listened, but... You know, she's... Oh, I don't
been
want to
through
say,
a
she,
lot.
She's not very... Yeah, yeah. She's been through a lot, which has caused us a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And we're not where we was, but maybe when I'm ready to kind of talk about that, then... You know, I will, because I'm sure a lot of other people have gone through what I've gone through with my mum and my brother and sisters, because there's three of us. But
are you close with your brothers and sisters too? Do they support
you?
Yeah,
so I've got my full sister and I've got two half brothers.
Yeah.
But it's really me and my sister that took the brunt of what's been going on with my mother. Mm. You know, she has... Oh, I don't know, it's like hard to say, because I... We're trying to work it out, all of us at the minute. Yeah. But there's, you know, there's a lot of pain there, and but you know, we're all trying to
help. Yeah,
yeah.
You are a wonder. This is what
parents.
I mean.
Parents are complicated. Families are complicated.
Exactly.
That's
I think
a fact
everyone has different things behind closed doors.
Exactly. Yep. But Pascal's a very soft-hearted, sweet girl. Mm. I think sometimes the people just see this glamorous, beautiful girl and this little glittery outfit.
They don't know the story.
You My life back home is very different to how it's portrayed. But as I said, I'm very grateful for everything that I've been given.
Yeah,
really grateful.
And you are a real sweetheart, and that's why I always say Pascal is so sweet and lovely girl.
You're my showbiz.
I am. I'm a showbiz. I'm like God, to all these people.
You certainly are. I mean, you're mine as well.
I am, darling. I am.
Well, thank you very much for coming.
But Pascal,
Pascal.
You look
thank you for having
stunning,
me.
And thank you for coming because I know you're a bit poorly. You got the Christmas lurgy.
The lurgs.
The Prosecco help.
Well, we're having a few drinks after. Please stay.
Okay,
Pascal.
Yeah, no, of course.
Because we've got lovely Joe Wood. Larissa said we're all having a little party.
Yeah.
A little FUBA party.
And can we all look out for the film? It's called The Dark Return of Time.
Return of Time. And when do you reckon this film
could
be released?
Well, we start filming around January, February.
Great.
And it's going to be...
Huge. And filming starts then, so we've got lots of exciting stuff happening for 2017.
A lot.
And maybe you can come in and tell us more.
I'd love to.
Please do.
Thank you for having me again.
Love
Thanks,
you, Pascal.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, darling.
She got a shake a little something. Shake a little something. Ooh. Throwing that thing from left, right, side to side. She gotta have her own money.
She got her own money.
Oh yeah. Shout out to the girls that pay they rent on time. If you ain't here to party, take your ass back home.
say alright. If you ain't here to party, take your ass back home. If you getting naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching everywhere and now here you are. Ooh, chunky. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops. That drop it down and raise it.
Gossiping, Lizzie.
Sorry, but I just thought if I take my Santa hat off, I'm scared what's underneath it.
You just got hair, Lizzie. It's like anyone else. You're absolutely fine. Well, yes. This is it. This is it for
know,
now. This
darling.
Is going to be a while. We're not together now because you're in wherever. I'm in Australia. You know, this is it's a couple
to
of weeks.
You two are going.
Caribbean. Oh, it's. I know, Stephen. I feel my heart hurts.
Does it? That's just the alcohol.
No.
It'll wear off.
That might be the dress,
I'm
babe.
Just worrying. I'm worrying I'm going to fit into my bikini. I've had so much fizz.
Oh, you're all right. I showed my dad your picture earlier and he was like, oh, she's all right.
Oh, hello, daddy. Mr. Glamour.
So you're going away
yes,
for Christmas.
Darling,
what are we, what are we expecting in Santa's sack?
Santa's sack, well, it's going to be empty. He's going to empty it all over me.
Oh,
Christmas
no.
morning. Oh, sorry. That sounds a bit rude. I'm actually just wanting a bit of fun and love.
Fun and love.
I don't want anything that money can buy. I just want nice love and nice things.
I think
is that
is,
a nice thing?
I think that is fabulous.
Honestly. And I'm so blessed.
Apart from Joe Wood's organic products.
Actually, yeah. I think my friends nicked one of them. I've just seen one.
I'm saying it's outside. It's outside.
Yes. But Joe Wood's organics, that's all I want for Christmas.
And what are you wishing for New Year?
Peace, love, and
what are you really wishing for?
Pascal's film to be a major hit, and yeah. for me to not stop doing what I'm doing because I love it.
Good, I like to hear that.
Do you love that?
I love it.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Good to
Thank
me.
Thank you. And my son's in drama school. My boys doing very well. And my boys are very well. And my boys are my life. You know me.
I've been. They certainly
handsome.
Are.
They are handsome,
very handsome boys.
Girl, they're sweethearts. So I'm very blessed in every way. But I just want a nice, healthy, happy 2017 with lots of nice people. Had a few backstabbers in 2016.
Got rid of them.
Get rid of them.
They're out forever.
I agree.
Good. I want good, nice things for 2017.
Nice vibes.
Well, you know,
yeah,
we've got President
babe.
Donald Trump coming. But other than that, you know,
oh,
time's going to be fun. You know?
Okay. He's got Kim Kardashian's
He's got Kanye West on board.
But darling, no, it's going to be a good year. I
I've
really
got
do
a good
feel
feeling.
I've got a great feeling.
I've got a really good feeling.
And I'm back. I fly back on the 2nd of Jan and straight into work. I've got work as soon as I step off the plane.
And if you could help me with my work as well, that'd be great.
Oh, I will help you, darling. You know that. I love helping people.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From us all at FUBA Radio. Thank you for listening. And we love you, each and every one of you. Thank you.
Yep.
And Stephen, happy Christmas,
happy
baby.
Christmas to you, Lizzie. Now, should we get on the drink?
Yeah.
But first of all, we'll say goodbye with one of the best Christmas songs, I think.
Okay.
Christmas Wrapping.
Yes! Christmas Wrapping!
You know?
Oh, I like it. Come on then.
Goodbye, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Love
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy. Red am I already mad rush? Just cause it is the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. At his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Picture frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days. Evergreen, sparkling snow, get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, saw him again. Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree, we were both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't afford till summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, of course I am excited. Tonight's the night.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.